You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Imagine being asked to sing a song with lyrics that disgust you. Now, what if you had to perform that song nonstop for 3 days? Well, Bay Area musician Jules and Delicato did just that when they took part in an art project called Romantic Songs of the Patriarchy.
It was a 3 day long durational performance art piece. It took 30 incredibly talented women and non-binary people. They stationed them with guitars throughout the women's building. And for 8 hours a day, we played songs on repeat that were popular, very well-received songs about love, about loving women, but with incredibly toxic lyrics. Can't you see?
You belong to me. He followed me down the street like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be.
Comes home to you, I'm warning you.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man.
Don't deny your man's desire. You'd be a fool to stop this time.
Then she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss.
The point of the piece was, as you would listen to these songs that you grew up with, that you really hold dear to yourself and others, you realize just how deeply the subliminal messages of toxicity and violence are woven into our culture. We were each given songs. The songs were not our choice. I got Under My Thumb by the Rolling Stones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down.
My whole demeanor when performing this song was very full of myself and suave and proud that I had tamed this wild beast. The difference in the clothes she wears, it's down to me. The change has come. She's under my thumb. There I was, the first day. First few repetitions.
Under my thumb.
Oh man, my fingers are gonna get tired. Do I have to pee?
Under
my thumb. A couple
more.
A couple after that.
Under my thumb.
I feel my feet firmly on the floor. A couple more.
Had me down.
I feel my voice getting stronger.
The girl who wants.
A couple more. I'm meditating on one tiny shudder.
Yes, it is.
One small inflection that I make at the end of one verse. A couple more after that, and your mind goes completely blank. Almost like you open up the door of your mind and invite this other thing in that then takes over. And you are the art, and you are this song singing out of your body. And at the end of the song, there's this gigantic release that becomes greater and greater with every repetition.
So
and then a breath, and you start again. You stop seeing it in the like in the lens of time, and it becomes more of a sculpture or a painting. In the first minute, people would come in, they'd realize what song I'm singing, and excitement would come over their face, like, oh, honey, she's doing the Rolling Stones. Listen. And by the end of the first chorus, I'd see the smile kind of leave. And I'd see them start to fidget. And I'd see their eyes kind of searching to lock onto mine. By the end of the song, many people would just break down. And then afterwards, I would see these people walk away with almost a look of embarrassment or shame on their faces, just this bashful nod of acknowledgement. There was this one very emotional turn where I had really, really gotten into it and really started to feel like I was that person in the song, that toxic, powerful, snide man with no shame. And I'm singing my heart out, very subdued but very intense. And I look up, and this woman is crouched in the corner, clutching her heart and clutching her mouth with her other hands and just shaking her head and sobbing. And I look up with a sneer and a smile on my face right as I say, she's under my thumb. And at that moment, my throat caught up in my chest and my eyes started welling up, and I look at her and she looks at me, and I realize that some of this is kind of seeping into my body. Some of this pride in some of this, like, snarky toxicity. I just felt so gross. And I look at her on the ground and I see how much she's going through. And then I look up and I realize that there's a little girl in the room and she's watching this whole interaction. And she's been there for the whole song. I don't see her parents around anywhere. And then I think about her. And I think about all of the songs that she's heard today.
Girl, you'll be your woman soon.
And how she's growing up being shaped by this same stuff. And it kind of just made me really overwhelmed at how deeply hurt we are by pop culture.
Try to domesticate you, but you're an animal. Baby, it's in your nature.
And the way that they try to define us and shape us. So I wanted to stand up right there and just leave. But I sat back down and I took a breath and I started the song again and again and again, the whole while just thinking about how this is necessary, how this magnifying glass that we're casting on pop culture right now is so necessary in these times.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me, yes it is. The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. Change has come, she's under my thumb. Ain't it the truth, babe?
That was Jules Indelicato performing the Rolling Stones' Under My Thumb. The song was part of an art project that Jules took part in at the Women's Building in San Francisco. It's called Romantic Songs of the Patriarchy. That audio story was produced by Magnolia McKay. And Magnolia is a fellow in our Audio Academy, and we just opened up the application period for the next batch. Find out more at kalw.org and apply.
Change me in any way.